Then what is the measure? So what is the measure of how do we know if we have developed this renunciation in our minds or not? Yeah. So the way to develop renunciation is basically reflecting on the sufferings and the faults of a cycling existence. Yeah. For example, we reflect on the sufferings that are found in the lower realms. Yeah. The sufferings that are found in the lower realms. Then naturally, you develop an aspiration to be free and never to experience those sufferings. Yeah. And then we think about the existences of human beings and gods, yeah. By understanding the sufferings that are found in those realms. For example, we human beings, you know, and then we have to experience the suffering of birth, aging, getting sick, and then it's the suffering of death, and so forth. Yeah. Basically, all the different kinds of suffering can be condensed into three: the suffering of pain, the suffering of change, and the suffering of conditionality. So these three kinds of sufferings, even the human beings are subject to them, and even the gods are also subject to the suffering of, some of them are subject to the suffering of change, and some of them are also subject to the suffering of conditionality. So by seeing, you know, all these different kinds of sufferings that we have to endure as long as we're in cyclic existence, and understanding the faults of cyclic existence. So when we see this, we get very disenchanted, you know, it's like, you know, completely lose interest in anything in samsara. Yeah? Then one then develops a very strong wish to achieve, you know, the very everlasting happiness of liberation. Yeah. So the thought of renunciation is this wish, a very strong wish arising from the mind, and completely disinterested, disenchanted with anything in cyclic existence, and there's a wish, and it's a mind that it strongly wishes to achieve that peerless happiness of liberation. So when this kind of thought, aspiration for the bliss of happiness arises very strongly in the mind, that is what we call the development or generation of renunciation. Yeah.
至于这个出离心，如果我们发起了出离心，我们应该怎么样去衡量它？说我们已经真的是发起了这个出离心呢？如果我们要发起这个出离心的话，主要就是我们通过思维这六道轮回的种种的苦、种种的缺陷的这种途径。 比方说呢，我们可以思维说这六道轮回里面，它如果我们下堕到这三恶道里面呢，这三恶道里面它的那些种种的痛苦是非常的剧烈的，然后非常的可怕的。那从这里呢，我们就会发起这种希愿心、希望呢，我们可以脱离这六道轮回的痛苦，尤其是这三恶道的痛苦。然后我们思维了这三恶道里面的这些种种的痛苦以后呢，我们也可以就是再看那个三善道的，也就是人道跟天道的这些痛苦。作为人的话，当然我们就是有那个生老病死苦，然后还有其他种种的痛苦。那这些呢，都可以包含在这 苦苦、坏苦和行苦这啊、或者是周遭鞭笞苦这三种苦里面啊、然后如果是讲啊、天道的话呢啊、天道阿修罗道的那些众生的话，他们呢同样也是会啊、体验痛苦的。然后这些天道的众生，他们有的呢，他们是就是会嗯体验到坏苦，然后有的呢，他们会体验到就是那个行苦或者是啊、周遭鞭笞苦，因此呢，他们还是啊、会体验啊、经历痛苦的。然后我们要这样思维：如果我们还是继续在这六道轮回里面轮转的话，我们就是要继续的去体验这不同的痛苦。我们是完全没有止息的，我们是没有抉择的。我们只要在这六道轮回里面，我们就要继续的受苦。因此呢，如果我们真正的这样去思维，真正的这样去觉受的话，我们就会慢慢的对于这六道轮回产生一种非常强烈的厌恶感，对这个六道轮回完全呢就失去了那种兴趣，我们根本就不想要继续留在这六道轮回里面，反而的呢就是我们会升起一个非常强烈的一个希求心，非常希望我们可以脱离这一切的痛苦，非常希望我们自己可以达到这解脱的这种快乐的这种境界。因此呢，如果我们要发起出离心的话呢，它就是说，首先我们的内心呢，我们会对这个六大轮回的这种种种的状况，我们会产生一个非常强烈的一种反感，我们会有一种厌恶感，我们不想再继续留在这里。然后呢，反而我们希望我们可以出离，我们可以得到解脱的这种境界。如果我们真的可以升起这两种感觉的话呢，就是说我们已经升起了这出离心了。
我的那个他的研究研究生也特别大声个的在港人的特别前面我们农民选举选吧，对吧？我听你给他的广告要的是，你研究些前面的也要的的，但是你研究的特别前面的这个，他那的老就做那上代志的，特别前面个代志的是，对吧？可特别前面代志也是给钱的，稍微增加的。特别前面么的要买的是，现在现在特别前面已经的两年前来的，我的是，现在在在特别前面已经在多么是研究工作的是，现在研究的嘞，上去三级马上呢，对吧？他研究的，研究等于拿到三级级，什么门呢？拉门上去就不是特别家里门这边，拉电脑就上去三级 CS。就是的呢，研究单位的，上去三级马上呢，那那妹妹就普通说吧，是吧？等于普通说吧，这样个就得落土嘛的是。现在现在他上去什么呢？也得弱罢了，那上去先工作也是。
So so this teaching of the three principal aspects of the path pertaining to renunciation, bodhicitta, and emptiness, in this context, is particularly.The teaching directed at, of course, on this practices they are of the bodhisattvas, yeah. And the teaching, this particularly in this context, the three principal aspects of the path, specifically, this teaching meant for those who are of the Mahayana lineage, those who are more predisposed towards the teachings of the Great Vehicle of Mahayana.Of course, I mean, renunciation is also taught in the Hinayana or the individual liberation vehicle, yeah. But here, in this context, the renunciation is also this aim was at primarily those who are predisposed towards the Mahayana, yeah. So for such practitioners,For them, just developing this total renunciation alone, it is not enough, yeah. Because if their understanding of realization, renunciation is not conjoined with bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to become a Buddha for benefit of all sentient beings, then whatever they do can never become a cause for them to achieve the state of full enlightenment, yeah? As it is stated in verse 6. Yeah? Renunciation without pure bodhicitta does not bring forth the perfect bliss or for the unsurpassed enlightenment. Therefore, bodhisattvas generate the excellent bodhi mind. Bodhi mind means bodhicitta, yeah? Actually, it shouldn't be bodhisattvas, actually, I don't know. Translation, it is the intelligent ones, you know. And the intelligent ones generate bodhicitta, yeah. But I mean, I guess it's the same, but I mean, the words have to be specific, yeah.
这三主要道的这个教法呢，也就是说这出离心、菩提心和空心正见的三种教法，它主要它的教导对象呢是菩萨道的行者，也就是说对于那些他们的心智呢是比较偏向这大乘的传承的这种行者。因此呢，虽然说出离心在小乘里面也有，但是这里所提到的这个出离心，它主要是针对大乘行者而说的。然后，这如果是大乘的行者的话，当然如果他们只是要教导他们说要发起出离心，这是不足够的。因为呢，如果他们只是发起了出离心，而他们没有把出离心跟这个菩提心一起结合起来的话呢，他们所做的一切的修持，他们就没有办法成就他们的最终的目标啊。而这最终的目标呢，也就是说他们是要希求，他们是希愿可以成佛一遍，可以利益一切众生的。因此呢，但他们这些大乘行者的话呢，他们只是发起出离心是不够的，他们除了发起出离心以外呢，他们也必须呢要发起菩提心。因此呢，在第六个偈颂里面，他就有说：“出离若无尽发心，执持修习终不成。无上菩提圆满因，智者当发菩提心。”
啊，等等一下，刚刚这是门道的批，我说话大，我说话大了，这落七人头啊，七狼人头啊，狼人八仙没吧？我说。真的，那么了呀，是吧？是吧？就有的是，落的气了呀，碰到我，气的冷了呀，知道吧？冷了，娘了就八戒买吧，啊，这谁有的是？现在真的现在落气了，知道吧？现在啊，眼睛的落气了，知道吧？谁有的是？是吧？眼睛也不行呢，落气了，都有的是。眼睛没白眼呢，落气了落土了嘛的是。看的是呢，眼睛没呢，看的是呢，啊呢，趁这个，啊，梦见，趁着了，梦见全部敲掉了的是。趁着了现在七八没现在，可能就装好没了，是吧？现在现在呢，眼睛趁着就弄的干了。现在人家在，现在的前面农业业的，人就干一活的。现在的前面农业业呢，基本上都这个嘛的是。
This is practice, you know, this is request, you know, this practice when we offer a mandala and then we request, make request to your one's own spiritual master for. Blessings for developing realizations. Yeah? So there is a prayer that say, please bless my mind to become Dharma, the Dharma to become the path, and then the path to be free of all obstacles. Yeah. So look at the first line. Please bless my mind to become Dharma. So what does it mean? It's basically, the meaning of that request is, please help me to develop renunciation. Yeah. Because if we possess the total renunciation, then our mind becomes Dharma. If we do not possess the total renunciation, then our mind does not transform into Dharma. like what was mentioned, what we have really looked at earlier, yeah, if there's no renunciation, then we will not be able to reverse the attraction or the overemphasis on the happiness of this life alone. Yeah. So if we do not overcome our emphasis on the happiness of this life alone, you know, just concentrating on achieving happiness of this life alone, then it's like what Lama Tsongkhapa said, we will not even be considered a Dharma practitioner. Yeah.